The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience.
Throws it down.
News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
CP the Franchise, NBA analyst and Knicks Fan TV. There he is, 12 out of 13, CP. 12 out of 13. I think if you can win 12 out of 13, then you should win two playoff series, right?
Whoa. Let's take a step back here, Max. First and foremost, I have to applaud you. You did something very courageous yesterday on Cold Take. You got out in front of America and apologized to Julius Randle. I felt like I had a hand in this, Max, because this has been a 12-step program for you since you sold out on Knicks Nation. Where you're trying to come back into the fold little by little. I understand that.
No, I'm not
that.
Trying to come into any folds.
I understand that.
No, I'm not trying to come. I make the folds, first of all. I was once the voice of the consciousness of the Knicks. Now it's the Lakers, and I happen to be a jinx. That is true. But CP, I'm giving credit where credit's due. It is undeniable. Yeah. If you win 12 out of 13 games, you are playing very good basketball. And Julius Randle is he ain't really an MVP consideration. In other words, no one's gonna vote for him number one MVP. But he's top five. He's playing at he's playing like a five-star player. I gotta give it up. CP, as John Maynard Keynes said, or Samuelson, the Nobel Prize winner, but Keynes is usually credited. When the facts change, so does my opinion. What about you, sir? I'm not going to front. He's balling.
Julius is balling, Max. When you talk about 13 times he scored 30 or more, Julius Randle is playing at an MVP caliber level. I said on previous shows, averaging 20, 10, and 5, which over 40% shooting from three. Only three players have done this in NBA history. That's Larry Bird, Nikola Jokic, and Julius Randle. It's headed that way. Mm-hmm. Forget the scoring statistics. How about the passing? Tom Thibodeau has emphasized the corner three to execute on offense. Julius Randle is leading the league with over 80. Okay? He's ranked 10th in the league in points created off of assists, 14th in the league in total assists as well. So he's being a playmaker. He's making his team better. This is the Julius Randle that we wanted here when we got rid of Porzingis and we're scrambling for options. Julius has been that guy, and we have never looked back. But make no mistake, Max, as I've told you on the show several times, Derrick Rose is the X factor. Julius has been the guy. He's been the MVP of this team. Derrick Rose is going to be the reason why we lock in at number four and going to win his playoff series.
When Derrick Rose is out, they're not the same team. Derrick Rose has been playing excellent. But listen, you care a lot about the Knicks. In New York, people care about the Knicks. The rest of the country doesn't care. So let's talk about teams the rest of the country cares about, starting with the Los Angeles. And by the way, the Knicks should, if they're going to play the Hawks, they should win their first round series. Yes. Let's see them win a second round series, because I spent my whole life, basically, when the Knicks were a powerhouse, getting bounced in the second round. You know, second round treadmill, that's where the also-rans are. Then that became a thing like, oh, if only the Knicks could get bounced in the second round every year. And now here you are back there. Congratulations. Now, let's talk about the Lakers, because people are interested in that team.
Sure.
CP, they were spiraling. And then no LeBron, no Schroeder playing Denver. Denver's not playing the second of back-to-back. Yeah. Denver's been playing really well since Murray went down. Like, Jokic is a monster. And you know what I saw, CP? I want you to react to this. Last year, Denver gets by the Clippers. And they had Jokic and Murray, right? They get to their series with the Lakers and get bounced in five because Jokic was really no match for AD. Like, AD, both ways, was just getting it. I saw that again last night. I saw the defensive guy, AD, step up, who could also score. And my God, the Lakers won a game they kind of really needed to win against a really good team without either playmaker in their backcourt.
Yeah. This is the Anthony Davis that you saw last year in the bubble, in the Western Conference Finals, and in the finals. A guy that can get it done for you on both ends of the court. I told you this a couple weeks back when you asked if LeBron James is still the best player in the league. I said, with this Laker team, he doesn't necessarily have to be, because Anthony Davis is going to be critical to them repeating. And AD was certainly on the money last night. The Laker team held the Nuggets to 89 points. Even though the Lakers have been spiraling, they still have the number one ranked defense in the league. Defense wins rings. Defense wins wins games, and that's what's going to carry them. Not only AD, but Alex Caruso is a pivotal player for their defense, and he just got back last night, got into the starting lineup, and helped them seal the victory.
Wait a minute. I know that you've never gotten out of New York, but did you just say axed? Did you do it with the K in front of the S? I didn't know you were an axed guy. I never heard you say axed before.
Axed? I said axed?
I thought you did. Maybe I'm mistaken. I said CP, the franchise? CP with aspirations to one day sit in the very seat I'm sitting right now? CP, you have to broaden your horizons. You have national talent. What are you doing in your mom's basement talking about the Knicks?
Listen, this is my palace. I'm in the CP, the franchise's palace. This is a New York Knick house, but it's also a Laker house, to be honest with you. My wife is a Laker fan, so I am tapped in. But
and
this is a Knicks house.
You are living in your mom's basement still? That's weird. That's for lunch.
That would be a little
cheese.
Weird.
You got grilled cheese for lunch with a little Lunchables or something. What she got going today?
Nah, I did a little Thai food today. Did a little takeout. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I had a lot to do. But make no mistake, Max.
Yes,
we are the number one show for the fans by the fans when it comes to covering Knicks. But CP, the franchise, is also an NBA analyst. So let's go. What's the next one?
I'll tell you this. If I was still a Knicks fan and they just won 12 out of 13, I'd definitely be tuning in to hear, to see CP, lie to me about the Knicks on Knicks Fan TV. And no, we have other topics to do. I need to talk to you about
LeBron. All right,
come on.
Let's go.
Let's talk about LeBron James.
Yeah.
He said, CP, I was shocked about this. Forget about the play-in for a second. Whoever should get fired, that tells me he's under pressure and that the play-in's actually good for the league, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't rest. Mm-hmm. LeBron, it's not getting any hype. LeBron said, I know he said something like this before in the past, but CP, if I get back to 100%, and then yesterday I misquoted him. I was like, he's like, I don't know if I will. He said he doubts he's ever going to be 100%. Why is this going under the radar? LeBron, is he still the best player in basketball, CP?
He's certainly one of them. Right now, I got to give that distinction to Kevin Durant, unfortunately. But LeBron is certainly at the top of the game. Listen, he's got to stop complaining. Just last year, he was in favor of the playing game. Now he's whining about it. The Lakers are sitting in fifth, half game up on Dallas, and a game up on Portland. Handle your business, and you won't even have to be in the play-in game. But make no mistake, Max, when they come across that juggernaut New York Knicks on May 11th, in Staples Center, they better bring their A game because Julius, RJ, and Derrick Rose are coming to take heads off. So LeBron better be ready. But make no mistake, like I said, with the Lakers, defense is going to be their calling card. They need LeBron and Schroeder back healthy. They have to figure out the big man rotation. As you heard, a lot
Gasol
of the sound bites.
Pretty good, CP. I got to tell you this.
Right.
Gasol was looking bad, especially defensively in space. And it was like maybe he's the third. Maybe Harrell's better at center. Then they get Drummond. Okay, Drummond can carry the offensive load. But when Gasol got into the game last night, His basketball feel was obvious. His passing ability, like his ability to defend a bigger kind of guy, was obvious. And maybe he's best in their lineup right now.
If you listen to the sound bites from Taylor Horton Tucker, you listen to Kuzma. They want Gasol in that lineup more so than even Andre Drummond. Why? Because he gives them more spacing. He gives them room to operate. He lets AD be AD and give the guards more room to drive to the lane. So, as I said, it's going to be very interesting to see how they rotate their big men in and out. Drummond, Gasol, how do they keep Montrezl Harrell happy, the reigning sixth man of the year. That's going to be the big thing in how those guys build chemistry with Anthony Davis as well. But I think the Lakers will be fine. Just play their games. They should be good. Avoid the playing game, but watch out for the New York Knicks on May 11th.
Oh, my God. This is, talking to a Knicks fan, it's like a comedy sketch. Doesn't matter what it is.
12 out of 13, Max. You got to respect it. Not only that, I talk about the defense.
You talk
over
about,
the last 15
the vax,
games,
the
team
COVID
has been
vaccine.
The number one ranked offense.
Hey,
number one ranked
the
offense
country
in the
is
last
getting
15.
Vaccinated, right, CP? Yeah, it is great. And how about those Knicks?
The country has to wake up,
nice
but I'm glad you're
right,
waking
CP?
Up, Max.
Well, it's sunny
I'm
today,
glad
but
you
how
are
about
waking
those
up.
Knicks? Listen.
I'm glad
CP
you're waking
franchise.
Up. The 12-step program
show,
is
ESPN
working
Radio,
for you.
2 to 4 p.m. Eastern. Also, wherever you get your podcast, SiriusXM Channel 80. CP, I have Raj's internet went down. Now it's back, and he forgets to mute himself right away. Raj, do you want
karma.
To be on TV?
That's karma.
There he is. Raj, there's Raj. Hey, Raj, say hi on TV.
The diabolical producer, Raj Groves. Yeah. That's karma. You know that. All these times you guys have been sabotaging my audio,
that's
dodging the Knicks smoke. Now it comes back.
He makes a good point, Rod. You've sabotaged him a lot of times, and now is payback.
Yeah.
So, CP, I want to talk about the Phoenix Suns because they deserve to be talked about. We were arguing this. We were debating it on First Take today. Much like Julius Randle, it's not that I don't think CP3 is a top five MVP candidate, but on the MVP list, that's different than saying an MVP candidate. I don't think it's possible that you can vote for Julius Randle or Chris Paul as the MVP, given what Jokic has done this year. Until recently what Dame was doing, but he's fallen off a little because he's exhausted. He was carrying the load the whole time. But the Suns, CP, they were 8-0 in the bubble. They have a terrific team. They have the best record in the West now. Best record in the NBA when you count the bubble regular season by quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Do they have a chance to win the chip this year?
No, I don't think they have a chance. But remember last week you laughed at me when I put them second in the West. I put them third above the Clippers. And right after that, they beat the Jazz and they beat the Clippers that same week. They deserve respect. I don't think Chris Paul is going to win the MVP, but he certainly deserves that respect. Yes, the Suns finished the bubble hot, Max, but there's no way they're getting to the number two and creeping in on number one in the West without Chris Paul.
I agree.
He's a team changer. Yeah, he's a team changer. So when it comes to the MVP race, yes, you have to factor in the numbers, and that definitely belongs to Nikola Jokic, 26-11-8. They're 12-5 without Jamal Murray, keeping the Nuggets treading water, and third in the West, at West. Jokic deserves it, but CP3 definitely deserves his accolades. That Suns team is clicking. Their offense is dynamic. Their defense can get it done for you. It's not enough to win a championship, but they certainly deserve a lot of credit. Scott, Monty Williams, Coach of the Year.
I want to get one in real quick. Scott Brooks said that Russell Westbrook's second on the all-time point guard list. And Westbrook's my favorite player. I love the way he like all out all the time. But he's not the second best point guard in the league right now. How is he the second best point guard of all time? The averaging a triple-double over four seasons is amazing. It's amazing. It's kind of like hitting for the cycle in baseball. You know, it shows a lot. You're getting on base a lot, so you're high batting average on base percentage, type guy maybe, quick bat. You hit for power, home run. You hit a triple, it means you probably have some speed. So it indicates good stuff, and it's a great game to have. But it's not as good as two home runs, a double, and a single, even though that's not quote-unquote a cycle. Like, Russell Westbrook going for 25, 10, and 10 ain't Harden going for 36, 11, and 8. You know, it's just, so I want to give him props for doing something that's never been close to been done, to being done. But at the same time, not overstate it. Where do you have Russell Westbrook right now in the league? And then we got to get out of here.
You're right, in the league. I mean, if you're going to put Harden in that point guard list, I put Harden above him. How about Steph Curry, who's having an MVP caliber season?
That's two guys.
You got to put Steph Curry above there. You know, Steph Curry has three championship rings. Where do you factor in winning in this? Even though Westbrook's career winning percentage is up there, there's still other guys that I factor in ahead of him. I put Chris Paul up there with him. I even put Jason Kidd up there with him. What would Russell Westbrook do with those two New Jersey Nets teams?
Let's keep it right now. Luka and LeBron are basically, you can call them guards or forwards, but they're running the offense. Luka and LeBron. If Harden counts, why don't they?
Yeah.
Right. CP, the franchise. I'm very happy for you. This is, as I say, like a Knicks fan's bar mitzvah. 12 out of 13 games they've won. Yeah. They have a chance to get to the second round of the playoffs. They'll never be this high again. This is this is the highlight of their lives, watching the Knicks.
I'll say this one last thing. As I said, you sounded very contrite yesterday in your apologies to Julius Randle.
Well, he deserved it.
I went back to the fan base on Knicks Fan TV's Instagram and asked if you can be invited back into the cookout.
No, you did it again.
I asked.
I've never heard you do. Oh, asked. That's right. See, I never heard you do an axe before. Yes.
Yes.
No, you're getting all New York on it. That's why. You're like, I went back to the fan base and asked. See, the Knicks win 12 out of 13, and CP is giving me an axe. I hear you. Yeah, but you know what? That's right. I lived in LA for six years.
Yeah, well, you sold out. But anyway, I asked them if they invited you back into the cookout. You're still not there yet, but you're working on it. The 12-step program is working. Yeah. Knicks Therapy, hosted by CP the Franchise. Tune in next Tuesday on ESPN+.
Thank you, as always.
Thank you very much,
Max. We'll talk next week. There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Again.
CP the Franchise on the Goodyear Hotline, helping you discover the road ahead.